Well, we had a 3-0 victory for the Socceroos. I mentioned the first baby step on the way to the qualification for the 2022 World Cup. My God.
Yep.
It's a long way to go, but they were good. A cracking goal by Aaron Moy. Matthew Leckie with 2 goals. Nothing for my man Taggart.
What happened? Where is he?
Phil Moss, good morning.
Morning, guys. Yeah, the sun rose this morning, but it rose a bit earlier, about 1:30 a.m. Gold shirts over there against Kuwait. It was a really good performance, really professional. You can only beat what's in front of you. There was a golf in class. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But we did what we had to do. We kept a clean sheet. I think it's really important that Leckie scored a brace. I think that's great for his confidence for the national team, because I think he has got the game playing under the Graham Arnold style of football to be our go-to man alongside Taggart, who could have had one or two himself, TK.
The first thing we looked for this morning was 3-0. Oh, great. How many Taggart get? Oh, none for. Uh-oh.
Got a yellow card.
who was
a goalkeeper in the way as well. That never helps.
Now, speaking of goalkeepers, we believe Matty Ryan came up with at least one good save. Who were the best for the Aussies, mate?
I think it was a really polished performance. And I think Graham Arnold got the selections just right. In that heat, it was pushing 40 degrees. You've got to have runners, and you've got to have players who don't get affected by the heat. And I think that the front line, Leckie, Taggart, Borrello, with Jackson Irvine just in behind, plenty of legs there. And a good midfield of balance, I guess, of Aaron Moy, Jego and Irvine. There wasn't a bad performer for the Socceroos. I just think it was a really balanced, professional performance. Very dominant in the first half. Obviously scored our goals in the first half and then controlled the second half well. As you said, Matty Ryan pulled off a couple of, well, a routine save and one very good save from Yusuf Nasser. From outside the box in the second half.
Leckie's 2 goals were pretty basic, but Aaron Moy's was a world-class strike, wasn't it?
It was, TK, spot on. But with Leckie, what you've got to identify is the fact that he was Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, he was there, which is his job.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right. And they were two set pieces, but the way he came off the goalkeeper was expert. And, you know, the first one, deflection, didn't know much about. The second one was an excellent poacher's finish. But Aaron Moy from outside the box, that is technical perfection from outside the box from him. He had no time to get any backlift, but the power he hit the ball, the technique he hit the ball with was absolutely of Premier League level.
Yeah, wasn't it? What next for the Socceroos?
So we got Nepal down in Canberra on October 10. Uh-huh. Same night that Kuwait travelled to Jordan, so we can go. We can go top of the group. We're still second to Kuwait because they had that thumping win over Nepal 7-0. So we'll obviously be looking to rack up a score. But I don't think Graham Arnold really experimented with the lineup last night. I think that was pretty much, apart from maybe Luongo, that was pretty much the lineup that we were expecting. But you may see some changes down in Canberra against Nepal. I mean, they are. If there was a golf in class last night, there is a bigger golf against Nepal, as that scoreline would suggest, 2-8, 7-0 over Nepal. So, he's building good depth in the squad. Don't forget, no Rogic, no Arzani in this squad. Milligan was ruled out a couple of days before, so there's still some quality to come back in as well.
Mm. What about some of the Euro qualifiers? England get home. High-scoring match against Kosovo.
Wasn't it? 8-goal thriller, Jimmy. That'll bring the rugby league crowds back to watch our round ball game. Gets people off the edge of their seat. But Jadon Sancho, 19-year-old who plays at Borussia Dortmund, got a brace just before half-time. But it was Raheem Sterling who was the star. 2 assists and a goal himself in the 8th minute. But they were down 1-0 after 34 seconds. Valon Berisha. Got Kosovo off the mark. But, look, England always in control, apart from that little stumble early on. But, Gareth Southgate continues to enjoy a fantastic qualifying campaign with England. And Portugal, you'll be no surprise here, TK, to you. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Shirt on or off?
4 goals in Portugal's 5-1 win over Lithuania.
Okay. He's too
good. So how did your all-up go?
Not great.
Okay.
And right, would this surprise you, Mossy, that Leckie's now scored 11 goals, which is the same amount that the legendary striker Mark Viduka scored for the Socceroos?
There you go. a similar chest too. They're both big-chested boys, but Leckie's lightning quick. I think he's got goals in him. I really do. And as I said, the way Viduka was a number nine, played a lot with his back to goal because he's the lone striker. Leckie's more of a winger who comes inside, can get round players on the outside, but when the ball's on the far side, he becomes that second striker. So I think this will be great for his confidence. If he can rack up another couple against Nepal, score four or five in two games, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know how often Mark Viduka played against Kuwait and Nepal and those sorts of countries. But
American Samoa's the one when they won 31-0.
That was
Archie
Timmy.
Thompson got 13.
Archie Thompson.
He got 13 goals.
He racked up a few. Good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys. You have a great day.
You too. Phil Moss.